Capitol watchers predicted that the 83rd Texas legislative session would be rife with talk about K-12 education, and that's turning out to be the case. The talk was expected to revolve around funding, but right now it's all about high school graduation standards. I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News, and I'm joined by Kate Alexander, who covers the legislature and education for the Austin American-Statesman. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
As you noted in a report earlier this week, there have been a number of bills filed seeking to loosen high school graduation requirements. What's behind the push?
Well, legislators want to create more flexibility within the graduation plans so that particularly students who aren't bound for college can take courses that are more relevant to them and more interesting to them so that they are less likely to drop out.
So what kind of reaction are you hearing to these bills?
So on Wednesday, the Higher Education Commissioner, Raymond Paredes, raised some concerns that the loosening of these graduation standards meant that students wouldn't be getting that basic academic foundation that they need for college and also for life beyond college. So he's asking lawmakers to add some of the science and math requirements back into Senator Patrick's bill so that students are well prepared for life beyond high school. Also, Education Commissioner Michael Williams urged the UT Regents to get involved in this issue. He's concerned about a retreat on these graduation standards as well.
So what are the other bills regarding high school graduation that have been filed this session?
So on the House side, the new chairman of the House Public Education Committee has filed a similar bill to that which Senator Patrick has filed. And also on the Senate side, the chairman of the Higher Ed Committee, Kel Seliger, has filed a similar bill. So there is an awful lot of activity around this issue.
And why all of a sudden is there an activity around this issue?
I think it's a confluence of events. There is a very organized coalition of industry and trade groups that are getting involved for the first time. And, you know, some of the frustration or the concerns about student performance on the STAR exams has made legislators realize that perhaps students need additional options beyond college.
So I take it that it is not a coincidence that all this is happening at the same time as the first sort of full round of STAR results are coming in.
Yeah, this is no coincidence. And we are going to see an awful lot of conversation about STAR this session beginning next week. Both the House and the Senate committees are going to be dealing with assessment bills.
Now, you had mentioned that there was a business push behind this.
Yeah, this coalition of industry and trade groups, they haven't been involved in education policy in the past. There is an awful lot of momentum behind this push. So these concerns raised by Commissioner Paredes and Commissioner Williams, it'll be interesting to see whether or not that can stop the momentum on this.
Kate Alexander, reporter with the Austin American-Statesman, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You can keep up with the news from the Capitol at kutnews.org. I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.